Yes, that is one of the finest tunes ever crafted by human beings.
Ah, that guitar lick is so irresistible.
Yeah, Atomic Mosquitoes did the surf version of Jampe Jaiho, and the Titty Twister Orchestra did the cover version. So it's fascinating. Muhammad Rafi, who is the singer on this, right. Him and I forget Lata, what the woman, she just died recently. Lata Manamanab Deep Didi Didi.
That sounds right. I'm pretty sure that's right. Yeah.
She is noted in Guinness World Records of singing the most songs of anyone in history, like recorded, like 10,000. She did 10,000 of these songs.
That's some amazing Bollywood trivia right there.
It really is. And speaking of trivia, it's so funny you mentioned that. Zombo in Your Brain trivia. Too bad you're not going to be around Monday night. This coming Monday at Spirit from 7 to 9 p.m., I'll be doing Zombo in Your Brain trivia. I did it last week. I do it every other Monday. I did it 2 weeks ago. And it was a thing.
That's one way of describing it.
I only had one team walk out in disgust. And that team got mercilessly tormented.
Next
after
time,
they left.
It'll be half a team.
Actually, it was good. There was like about 10 teams there, and it was a lot. Actually, the funny, I told you about this guy that brought his kid on the radio show. I found that he was there, but he didn't say anything to me.
Oh.
He was on one of the teams. He goes, oh, yeah, my son was out there. And he goes, yeah, he's still mad at me for, like, humiliating him on the radio. Sorry, kid.
So did the Zombo Scholars, did they win?
This is funny. So I'm going to give you the three tie-breaking questions. I'm going to test you. So,
watch me miss them all.
There was 30 questions, and they were pretty crazy. Two teams tied at 23 questions right overall. And they were, I had to have like questions that would be really rough.
The tiebreaker questions.
Tiebreaker questions. So I said, okay, I got these tiebreaker questions for these guys. These guys aren't going to know any of these things. So my first question was, name one member of Captain Beefheart's magic band.
Frank Beefheart.
No, I'm sorry. No, see, you would have been booted out of there. One guy says Don Van Valet, who was Captain Beefheart. Another guy says Zoot Horn Rollo, who was the guitar player. I'm like, they know this. All right, fine. Here's another tiebreaker question. What is the metal device that is used in shoe stores to measure your feet? What is that called?
That is a good question. Yeah. What is that called?
It's called the Brannock device.
Okay.
They both got that right. They both know it was the Brannock device. So then it says, okay,
someone in Zombo's brain.
Yeah, someone else. So I said, I got to get real rough here. What? And I said, you're not going to probably guess this, but whoever's closest will get this. What city was Otis Redding flying out of, airplane-wise, when he crashed and died? What city was he leaving when he had his air accident?
My guess would be Frankfurt.
No, it is Cleveland.
Oh.
But one guy guessed Milwaukee, the other guy guessed Memphis, so Milwaukee won.
Someone probably shot him down.
I think
from
so.
Cleveland.
I think so. Right by the dock of the bay. So I want to tell you that, not all is not lost. It's just horribly misplaced.
Good. I assumed all was lost.
Oh,
so
no. It's just horribly.
I'm relieved.
It's just horribly misplaced. But things that kind of give me a good feeling is when a new release comes out by an old band and they still got it.
They stick it.
They stick
absolutely.
It. Yeah. Example, the new X record, the new album by X. I never was really that much into X in the 80s. I thought, oh, that's a good song. Los Angeles is a nice tune, blah, blah, blah. This last record, they said this is their last record. It's got some incredible tunes on there. Another band called the OCs. If you've ever heard this band called the OCs.
I've not. The reason I'm here.
Okay. There, I'm going to play a tune from their new album. And there's a new Jesus and Mary Chain album.
Jesus and Mary Chain still making records?
This new record is probably the best thing they've ever done.
That's brilliant.
So I want to play some brand new stuff for you. Then I'm going to actually take you down memory lane, that WAPS. I had, who John Wesley Harding is?
Absolutely. I do, in fact, was just listening to Here Comes the Groom.
Here Comes the Groom.
Yeah,
it's a great record. Well, he was on my radio show in Akron. Don Dixon. I was friends with Don Dixon. Don Dixon says, hey, it was Sunday night. I was hanging out with Dixon. And he goes, I'd like you to meet John Wesley Harding. I think it was Jamie Hooper, this other guy, Jamie Hoover, another guy who was touring with Wesley Harding. And they were staying with Dixon. And they go,
which is amazing.
And I said, well, I got to go. I got to do a radio. This is how weird life is. I goes, I got to go. I got my radio show up in Akron. And Dixon goes, you want this John Wesley Harding to go up there with you?
That's an okay Don Dixon impression there.
No, that was John Wesley. Oh. That was John. So he goes, you want him to go up with you, do a radio show? And I'm like, oh my God, that'd be great. So they brought their instruments, and they did a session, and luckily it's taped. Luckily it's taped, and I have a clip of that, him doing Scare of the Guns, which I'm going to do a little bit later on. Right now I want to play you a few new things. You listen to Zombo in Your Brain recapping 2024.
It's a good year.
And bring in my friend Tim from Akron along for the ride. And thanks for coming for the ride.
Love being here, man.
All right. This is from the new album X, Smoke and Fiction. This is the title track, and it is a dilly. That's the brand new Jesus and Mary chain. And I'd play a lot more off the record, but there's a lot of F-bombs on it. Before that, we heard the OCs with Lear's Ears from their new record, Source CS80, which is an amazing record, and from the final X album. Oh, man, what a great tune. Smoke and Fiction. I'll probably play something about that a little later on. And one thing I really like about hanging out with you, Tim, is while I'm playing the music, we have such a wholesome conversation.
Incredibly.
Such wonderful, heartwarming, wholesome conversations.
We were talking about church going.
Yeah, I like that. That was wonderful. It got us through some rough stuff, man. Rough stuff. Ernest Angley got us through some rough times. Hey, did you hear that Big Chuck just died?
Aww.
Yeah, Big Chuck.
Legitimately disappointing.
Yeah, if anybody from Ohio is listening, Big Chuck was like one of these like comedy guys.
He was one of our afternoon movie hosts too.
Yeah, and yeah. He had a nighttime show and everything. But yeah,
that's a shame.
He made it to 90. What a good gig.
Good for him.
Good for him. Good gig.
We should all be so lucky.
Mm-hmm. But he actually was responsible for a lot of the polka band, the Polka Maniacs, because you know the Big Chuck and Hulan always. Made fun of Parma and polka music and Kielbasi.
That Parma accent.
Yeah, Parma. And wonderful, wonderful, wonderful stuff. So I want to zero back in because we first met on WAPS. Back in the day.
1997.
Wow. Do you remember the exact day? It was probably Sunday night because that's when my show was.
January 3rd. Well, yeah, it probably was on a Sunday, honestly. Yeah.
What were you doing there at the station at that hour, sir?
You know what I was doing? I was interning, learning radio and babysitting the weekend people.
You remember why?
Tell me why.
I'll tell you why. Because if you remember this, that station was wired. If there was more than 5 seconds of silence on the radio,
it would call.
It would set off all these alarms, and it was considered an FCC violation to have more than 5 seconds of silence on the radio.
That was a Bill Gruber violation, right there.
I remember there's one show I got nailed really bad, and that was I had Doug on my radio show, Doug actually he was on this show a couple times. I said what I want to do because I was doing stuff that was so off the. You think this show's nuts? So what I did is I said what I want to do is I want us to get in an argument on the radio, a really bad heated argument, and I went and then I had a cap pistol or something, and then I says I want you to like shoot me. And then I'll scratch the radio. Then I'll just scratch, and we'll see how long we can have like the needle scratch in the middle. And he shot. Now we did that. It didn't set off the alarm because it was like
right.
And we did that for like at least the last 5 minutes of the show was that. The craziest thing I ever did was like I was sick. I was telling people I'm sick and tired of you guys always making requests. All you want to hear is songs you have. All you want to hear. So what I want you to do is I want you to play. I did this, and this worked. I said I want you to go to your record player, take your phone, play the song you want to play. I'll put it on the radio because we could put it on the air. We could put on it. We can put people on the radio on air. And I had people play their stuff. It was hilarious. It sounded horrible.
Of course.
But I had people like hold their phones up to their, and this wasn't even cell phones. This was like their landline. Hold their landline up to their thing, and they would play music. And I said, "There's my whole show. Complete FCC violation." But
that's
so
amazing.
Yeah. All right. I am going to take you back here to APS. Sometimes I had live guests in the studio, and I told you about John Wesley Harding.
Amazing story there too. And Don Dixon. Love that guy in pieces.
Yeah. And so the funny thing is, John Wesley Harding was in town about a couple months ago. And I said, wow, I think I had him on my radio show. And of course, Doug goes, oh, yeah, I have the air check of that. And I go, what? He goes, Andrew, who this guy Andrew used to work at the station.
Andrew James.
He says, he edited this all down. And it really sounds good. So I'm going to play Scare the Guns. But anyhow, I wanted to have I was like, maybe I'll burn a CD or thumb drive and give it to John Wesley Harding and say, you were on my radio show like 20, like he's going to care. Oh, yeah, let me put this with the other crap I want to forget in my life. But here is him, Don Dixon, I believe Jamie Hoover, live on WAPS.
WAPS, 91.3.
The Summit.
The Summit. Like that, I can still snap back into my pukey DJ voice if I need to.
Did you just play what they told you to play?
We actually... 14 songs an hour, roughly. Six of them were Gruber's picks that we had to play. Mm-hmm. And eight of them, that's a pretty decent ratio of songs that we got to choose on our own. Now we had to choose them in certain categories, you know.
But and they were out of their library.
Out of their 2,800 CDs, I think they had in the library. I didn't even touch the vinyl. I was always too afraid to mess with vinyl.
I want to show you our vault. And when I play a song out later, I mean, you got to see our vault. It's nuts.
They won't be able to hear it. No one on the radio will be able to hear the vault.
Damn it. So needless to say, you would play eight tunes. What was your shot? When was your show?
They moved me around too. I used to be. I think I ended up being on the air from 4 to 8, like during
Ooh,
the
that's
week.
That's good,
right? Yeah, it was like afternoon drive. Would have been nice if anyone actually listened. Their ratings were so bad that they just stopped subscribing to the Arbitron ratings altogether.
Wow!
Because they could never break the bottom five of the ratings in Akron, and it just became so embarrassing when. You know, you go to talk to a business and they'd say, well, how many people listen to your station? If we go, let's change the subject.
Yeah, this is we're number five. Oh, number five in the Arbitron? No, we have five listeners. We have five listeners. I think I got that beat. So anyhow, I want to play live from way back when, which was, this was probably would have been around 96, 97. So yeah, I found this old air check that actually Doug saved this and I found it. Here we go. Scare the Guns, John Wesley live on the air. On my old radio show.
This one's called Scared of Guns, and it's a request by me. A one. Oh no, me and Rob will start this one. One, two, three, four. It's for all you rockabilly fans.
Yeah.
Or you King Kurt fans.
Yeah.
Or you Hazel Atkins fans.
They're polishing the Luger facsimiles. The little kids grow up imitating cowboys shoot Indians before puberty. Don't get me to the battle on time, cause I'd be useless in the front line. Don't point that thing at me. No, I'm scared of guns. No, I'm scared of guns. No, I'm scared of guns. I'm scared of guns, they're out of your hands. I'm scared of guns, they might go bang. I'm scared of guns, they're out of control. I'm scared of guns, yeah, fear eats the soul. Don't shoot me.
three, four.
El Socarrat.
Some. You don't have no car, he'll
you go. The late, great Stereo Total with Baby Drive My Car. Man, that was a lot of fun. That was a reissue of My Melody, which is a great, great record. Before that, we heard Marshall Montempe from Germany doing his version of Nick Cave's Red Right Hand. And we started off with, I don't know, some other song. Well, you remember
it was a good one.
Oh, John Wesley Harding.
It was a good song.
We played the thing from live radio in the studio. It was Robert Lloyd that was the mandolin player, if anybody's taking notes.
Circa 1996?
Yeah, 96 probably.
Wow.
Seems like yesterday.
Can you hear Our Grey?
No, I can't, no. I can hear Earl Grey. He fits him to a T. All right, do you ride a bicycle? Well, good on you, you bicycle riding you. You want safer streets, respect for motorists, and bicycle infrastructure? We'll go move to Amsterdam. Because we ain't got it here, pal. We ain't got it here. It's every person for themselves in this here country. It's rugged individualism. That's right. But if your bike, Pittsburgh tries to help you out, they've improved the seeing them and these on the road, and they make Pittsburgh more bicycle friendly. Find out more about Bike Pittsburgh's program at bikepgh.org. See, most people say org. I think it's wrong. It's org. It's org. .org. I like that one.
There's a lot of hills around here for bikes, you know?
Yeah, it takes a strong, yeah, you could say it's hilly. You could say it's hilly.
I would give up fiercely and quickly.
Oh, they have a thing called the Dirty Dozen, which is these bicycle riders, really intense here. It's the 12 steepest hills in Pittsburgh, and they make a route of it. And yeah, Polka Maniacs 4 just played alongside the road. During on the last hill, but they have the steepest hill in the country, Canton Road. Believe it or not, Canton Road,
hey.
And it is the steep. It's steeper than the one in Lombard Drive. It's steeper than the one in San Francisco, but it is crazy. And these cyclists do all 12. A lot of broken ankles.
A new thing I'm learning about Pittsburgh. I had no idea.
Yeah, and more bridges than anywhere else in the world. 446 bridges. More bridges than Venice.
How many have you jumped off of?
Actually, that's funny you mention that, because my show is the sheer, my sole purpose. I tell people this: if I can get one person not to jump off a bridge today, I've done my job. If you're thinking, jump off a bridge, I had it. I had it with all this. I had it with life. I'm done. And then they hear the show and they go, oh man, this guy's worse than I am. I'm sticking around. This guy can go on this runaway train radio. You know, I'm going to stick around and see what's going to happen. I can't believe this is happening. This show's crazy. This guy ain't right. Hey, I'm going to tell you. Millions of Americans take part in drug procedures. They test drugs. You ever do that? That's a rough gig. That and giving blood. Man, you know you're at the your thing, especially if you take the drugs and then you give blood. That's got to be hilarious. Yeah, I'm just going to microdose, and then I'm going to give some blood. Someone's getting a blood transfusion, man. They're like tripping because what was in this guy's blood? I don't know, man. He's on a bunch of stuff. But if you want to get involved in a clinical trial, go right ahead. See if I care. Wear a fried egg on your head. Let me tell you about some more shows here on this station. Democracy Now. How about that? Isn't that a thing? Democracy Now?
Is it?
No. Yeah, it's Democracy, hopefully, in the near future.
Yeah.
Is the show? Yeah, is a daily independent award-winning news program. Democracy Now. See, this is when we had it. It wasn't bad, you know. But I'll just be honest with you, man. We've never been that super good of a country. I mean, founded by stealing from the Native Americans, stealing the country. Then we had slavery, and you know. But here's the problem: why everybody feels so bad now. We don't have that mask of congeniality anymore.
Not anymore.
You know? We used to say, hey, there's this president. He's smiling. I feel good. Sure, we're doing all this horrible stuff, but I feel good. And he's a monster, and he's ugly, and he's mean. It's like, well, that's what we're really like. That's what we're really like. Yeah. So I got to tell you about after I'm done with 2024, I do plan my next, it's called the American Trilogy. It's about, it's a five-part five-part radio show.
That's some Zombo counting for you.
It's called the American Trilogy, and it's basically defining what this country really is. Songs, each one's going to be songs about a certain subject. Right. First one's going to be crazy. A crazy country, man. We're nuts. You know, even from like, we can't even go to metrics. You know, we're crazy. you know, it's still
it's like us in Uganda or some
foot pound. What's a foot pound? Well, it's a foot pound. It's half a horsepower. You know, it's like all these like antiquated things. You know what? So crazy, lazy. You know, and it's not the whole thing. Nobody wants to work. Let me finish that sentence. Nobody wants to work for crap wages. You know, when your boss is making 100 times more than you and the CEO is making 3,000 times more to you, that's not going to get you up in the morning to work at Sheetz.
Nope. So not going to inspire. So,
lazy, crazy. And then there is stupid. We're really dumb. We are a dumb nation.
The test scores bear that out.
Yeah, yeah. And this is this last election proved that. You know, we are damn dumb. The rest of the world's like, okay, they got tricked by this guy, and he did this, and it was like his diseases and all this. Yeah, let's hire him again. So dumb, mean, because they like mean, people like mean. It's like all the mean kids in high school, they're all in the government now, all the mean kids. So we got crazy, lazy, mean, stupid, and selfish. Very selfish.
So, I hate how well you summed that up.
It is. But that's our five, that's going to be a five-part series. So it's all songs about crazy, all songs about being lazy, all songs about being stupid, all songs about being mean, and all songs about being selfish. And I think that really, and you know, because here's the thing. This country is kind of like, it's like Sisyphus. You know, let's roll this boulder of democracy up a hill. Whoa, here it goes. We almost made it to the top. Let's try it again. Let's roll it again. Whoa.
And here it comes again.
Here it comes again. So we're got to start at the bottom and start rolling that rock up the hill again. But we're never going to get there. But I always say there's joy in the struggle.
There's definitely a struggle.
It's wild. Sure. All right, let's see here what I'm going to do. And I will tell you about another one. Experiment with time. Afrobeat, free jazz, desert blues, American primitive visions. Experiment with time. Freeform radio. There you go. RCT. Every Saturday night at midnight.
That's a good mix. Sounds they're giving you a run for your money.
They're giving me a run for my... Yeah, they're giving me... But here's the thing. I don't listen to radio. Radio stinks. And it's not like the show's that good. It's just everything else on the dial is just putrid. It really is. You turn most of these stations aren't even like local. It's like the iHeartRadio.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like that's what you want to listen to. You mindless goons, go right ahead. And that's the thing. There's like, well, how many freeform stations are there in the country?
Four. I love.
And I'll be honest with you, internet radio just is. That's nice.
It is.
That's like a stamp collection.
Right.
It's like, hey, want to look at my stamp collection? Not really. There's something about the tightrope walk of live radio airwaves.
Right?
Oh, I got to tell you about the time on, and this happened on APS, because I always say, you know, oh, these things are getting shot out into the outer space. And these radio waves can just, they go. And I was actually saying that, you know, they go into outer space. And I'm not making this up. I did a UFO show on APS. And at the end of the show, right towards the end of the show, I dared aliens to abduct me. I said, I know you're listening to me. I am double dog daring you to abduct me after my radio show.
And?
The power went out of the station.
They were en route.
They were en route. It's like, oh, man. Yeah. We scared the hell out of that guy. We're not picking him up.
Gruber probably killed it.
I think so. They picked the bill and was like, wow, anal probe. Hey, it's so bad. Let's get back in. So one band I really discovered was... Sig Sig Sputnik, a fun 80s band. They used to be the Billy Idol's backup band in Generation X. So really, and it's really fun. Because like, honestly, I mean, a lot of 80s stuff. I mean, I think really once 2000s kicked in, it was like everybody shut their fun off. Everybody shut their creativity off. You know, I mean, you looked at the 60s, you had garage rock and surf music and the whole hippie movement. 70s, you had disco and you had anthem rock and yacht rock. 80s, you had new wave, the birth of rap and hip hop. You had punk rock. And then you get to the 90s and it's like, you know, grunge. And then you get to 2000s, like, well, Britney Spears and a lot of things that sound like Britney Spears.
You know, you're right. There really were no... groundbreakers.
No.
In like 2000s, like in the 90s. See, I grew up in the 90s, so I watched Kurt Cobain basically end all music that came before him.
There you go.
Right? And no one came to like pick up the baton in 2000s.
See, and that's why people, I always say this, that's why people freak out when like a David Bowie dies. There's no new David Bowie. David Lynch dies. There's no new David Lynch. You know, Kurt Cobain. There's no new one. There's no new one. Fascinating. And all you get are just like reprograms of Madonna. And the other, this is kind of fascinating. I want to talk to you about the Billboard charts. I mentioned this on my show. This guy. This is fascinating. Up until 2000s, you know, it was bands. 80% of music that was in the top 100 were bands. You get into the 2000s, and right now it's only like 5 to 6% bands.
It's all like
Drake featuring, you know, Bebop. You know, it's all solo artists with featured guests.
Right.
That is 95% of what the radio charts are.
I have a theory about that. Are you ready?
Please.
The internet. The internet and social media ushered in the age of me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so individuals are making music and not bands. Everyone's got an ego that they need to, you know.
But it's not even so much that. I think my theory, sir.
Go on. Armchair psychology.
This is the entertainment business control. We don't want to have to control. Look what happened to Dink. You know, the band. Yeah. Once a record company sees they got to wrangle 5-6 people and a manager, they want somebody right off of The Voice, right off of Star Search, right off of these things. We can manipulate. This person's a product. This, we can zero in on this one person, stroke their ego, make this one person the thing. We don't have to worry about surrounding band members.
Nope. Don't have to wrangle 4 other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my
theory. That's a good theory, too.
Yeah. And then when they're done, they just flood. They just, boom, kick them to the curb. Okay, who's next? Boom. It's
disposable.
Like, yeah. It really is like, this lighter's done. Who, nobody wants a Zippo anymore. They don't want the Bic. Ah, this Bic's done. I'll get another Bic. They don't want the classic Zippo lighter. All right, here's Love Missile F1. Are you familiar with Seaskin Sputnik? Have you ever heard the band?
I know the name, mm-hmm. probably because I heard you back announce it way back in the day.
See,
tell me about 666.
No, you go. Now, let's reel that back. I never got into this band till now. You're a fake. You're a big phony.
That was my best guess.
Buttering me up like that. Why I oughta? No, I was just telling you that bands like, you never can know all the music.
Right.
And I remember Seaskin Sputnik from the day because they had so much promotion, and they kind of really turned me off because they were really one of these bands that, Seaskin Sputnik, they had fake video games, they had fake commercials, they really were hilarious at the marketing thing, but I thought they went too far, and I thought this is too commercial, but it really was a joke on commercialism, and I really think I get it now. 40,
get the joke, right?
40 years later, I get it. Here's Love Missile, Zombo and your brand. I got Tim here hanging out. Let's play this. It's called Love Missile from the 1980s, even though I never did back announce it before. Let's do it now. And you'll remember this 40 years from now.
食べ物は美味しい。水を飲んではいけません。夢を見ることは良い。明日またお会いしましょう。
Sweet of mine. love power, the power of the sweet flower, is gonna rule the earth, and there'll be a great rebirth. Love is the flower that is mine, when I'm walking with my darling and we're holding hands, and life is fine, cause she understands, walking down the sunny street, giving pretty flowers to the people that we meet. And I give a flower to the big fat cop. He takes his club and he beats me up. I give a flower to the garbage man. He stuffs my girl in the garbage shed. And I give it to the landlord when the rent comes round. He throws it in the toilet and he flush it down. It goes into the sewer with the yuck running through her. And it runs into the river that we drink. Anywhere you stink. Just one more chance. Come on, baby, while I dance. Love, love power. I'm talking about love power. The power of little flower. Think about those little flowers. Oh no, all you think about is guns. If everybody in the world today had a flower instead of a gun, there would be no wars. There would be one big smell in. That's our Hitler!
Go. Probably the original version of that tune that David Bowie covered on the album Pinups, and that is Sorrow by the Mercies. And let's see what else we heard. Before that, we heard Fat City from this band called the Tan Jackets. That's new, and I'll tell you what, man, if the whole album was as good as that one song, that would be nice, but that whole album is not as good as that song, so it is not that nice. We heard Love Power, Dick Shawn, from the show, the TV show, not the TV show, but the movie, The Producers. You're familiar with that?
I'm familiar.
Springtime for Hitler. Well, we're living it, pal. So Anyhow, what were we yakking about just recently?
Oh, don't ask me.
Okay, I won't ask you. I'm not going to ask you. You know, it's kind of nice. I got this great phone call from the hummus dude.
Hummus dude.
And I remember not so recently, but they used to have really good shows at the Warhol. They had this guy named, and that's true. It's probably one of the best shows. What's one of the best shows you've ever seen? Don't say John Mayer.
Don't say John Mayer. Let's see. Nine Inch Nails was incredible.
Really?
I saw them at Blossom in 2007. Mm-hmm. They were great. That's a tough one. Mm-hmm. White Zombie also at Blossom in like 1996.
Oh, I know what you got me into Mr. Bungle.
Did I switch you onto Mr. Bungle?
Yeah, you got me into Mr. Bungle. I was like, this is all right. You guys, this stuff's crazy. I don't know if you like it or not. I like it.
That warms my heart.
Oh, thank you.
Seriously. Like, I never thought I'd be able to switch you on to something. That's incredible.
What was the worst show you've ever seen?
Ooh. Worst show, John Mayer. No. So let me tell you why. Mm-hmm. So this would have been in like the early aughts when he was really like a huge deal, mm-hmm. playing sold out shows at Blossom, right? The big outdoor venues. And the entire show was accompanied by a loud chorus of singing youth. It was impossible to enjoy a word that he sang or played just mm-hmm. for
my brother
the accompaniment.
My brother took me to see Bruce Springsteen.
Same thing.
Get me out of here. I did not pay money to hear you
sing the song.
Painful. So anyway, I got to tell you about one of the best shows, Ciro Baptista, and the hummus guy just reminded me. This is I can't find the exact tune he wants, but his stuff is pretty amazing. Yeah, I don't know if you've just as amazing. I think it was Brazilian or Portuguese or whatever, but just a fantastic. Put on this incredible show. Kind of reminds me of like a lot of the classic Brazilian music from the 1970s. Just really neat stuff. Here is Bird Boy. Ciro Baptista going out to the hummus. Dude, this album, I don't know if it came out this year or not, but it came out a year ago. We're good. Let's do this.